Next week, the burger chain Shake Shack will announce its quarterly earnings, and analysts will be watching closely to see if this growing burger chain is going to end up more like McDonald's or Krispy Kreme. It's been expanding fast, opening locations in Arizona, Florida, Nevada, Texas, and overseas in Japan, Russia, and Turkey. But its stock has been on a bit of a roller coaster ride, soaring after the company went public last year and then crashing back down after early investors cashed out. Shake Shack started in Madison Square Park in Manhattan as part of the chef Danny Meyer's Union Square Hospitality Group. And it became a place where notoriously impatient New Yorkers would actually wait in line for hours to get their burger. For this week's View from the Top, our regular series of conversations with leaders, we're joined by Randy Garrudy, the CEO of Shake Shack. Randy Garrudy, welcome to Here and Now. And first of all, we know that McDonald's has been having trouble with its burger sales. It's gone to all-day breakfast to boost profits. How are you going to end up with better fortunes than McDonald's in selling burgers?
I think what fast food did over the last five, six decades, you know, if you look back, it was the place to hang, right? It was fresh. It was a great thing. And over the years, it became how quick can we get you in and out? How quick can we – how bad can we make the food so it can be cheap? And we just turned that on its head. And we said, you know, whoever wrote the rule, it just can't be fresh and freshly ground and no hormones, no antibiotics in our meat. Our frozen custard, our ice cream is made fresh throughout the day with the best ingredients. And I think that's just resonated with my kids' generation, millennial generation, just saying, I want more, I expect more, but I still love a good hamburger. That's a great value. And it's just kind of thrown the industry on its head.
So if I can just summarize what you just said, it sounds like what you're saying is your ingredients are good and their ingredients are bad.
Well, I won't speak for them. I think our ingredients are great, and I think people expect a little bit more and are willing to pay a little more. At this point in our lives, we're more than willing to pay a little bit more just to know where things came from and know that they're of a better quality.
How do you keep from becoming the next Krispy Kreme, which famously overexpanded and then had to cut back?
Well, I think there's a big difference between an item like the hamburger, fries, and shakes that is probably the most mass appeal item in the world and a donut, for instance. I don't think people are going to stop eating hamburgers anytime soon. So in that said, I think we just got to keep getting better. You know, this has been now 12 years of Shake Shack. Every time we open a restaurant, we want the other Shake Shacks to get better in the process. And in everything we do, we want to lessen our impact on the environment and make it so it's a great place where people just want to hang out and gather as a community wherever we decide to go.
So I used to live near the original Shake Shack in Madison Square Park, and I remember there was always a line, a huge line at that Shake Shack. Last summer, I went to the one that had opened up outside of Boston in Chestnut Hill, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was a huge line at Shake Shack, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, this company is just going to explode. There are so many people who want what you guys are offering. But since that moment, the stock price is about half of what it was at that point. What happened with the stock?
Well, I think, first of all, it's been such an exciting year since we went public in January of 2015 at $21. And today, I think our stock's somewhere around $40. So I think that's a pretty extraordinary performance just on a stock side. But we don't worry so much about that, right? We're running our company for decades to come, and we're making the decisions that we build restaurants that are great, and the lines and the people that you continue to see continue to happen, and we resonate even more. Our restaurants grow. We are very confident that over time, the stock will take care of itself.
How worried are you about a situation like what just happened to Chipotle with these foodborne diseases?
Well, I'll say this. We're big supporters of Chipotle. I eat a lot of burritos and have since all that happened, and I've no doubt they'll land on their feet and already are doing that. All of us in our industry need to be concerned about that. Food safety is the highest priority, and we've always had great systems in place and great people in place to make sure that the things we do are safe. So even more than ever, given the Chipotle timing, our team and our teams of restaurants around the world are doing even more, thinking about it even more to just continue to ensure that the food safety and the supply chain is the best it can possibly be.
Have you made any changes since the Chipotle incidents?
There's been no major changes because what we've done has always been a real high level of food safety. I'd say there's just a heightened awareness, a little bit more checking, a little bit more auditing, just continuing to ramp up those things that we already did and make it, you know, top of mind every day in every shack.
How much do you notice the trend toward health-conscious consumers, people wanting choices that are a little lighter perhaps than a burger and fries and a shake, delicious as that may be?
Well, look, take it from me. I'm in pretty good shape, right? I work out a lot. I eat a lot of Shack burgers. And then the next day I may have a salad, right? I think nobody should eat burgers every day of the week. But we're not a health food restaurant, nor do we ever claim to. What we're saying to you is when you choose to eat a burger – man, make it a good one and know that it has no hormones, no antibiotics. Know that it was fresh ground last night. Know that the ingredients are the right things to put in your body. So, you know, for us, what we're seeing is a focus on the quality of premium ingredients. And that's what people are really wanting.
Can you talk to me about the French fry incident? By that I mean
infamous.
You originally had frozen crinkle fries. Some people complained you replaced them, but then people complained they wanted the old fries back.
As one of the greatest business lessons of my life, you know, we had these great frozen fries for years. And one day we woke up and said, look, we're all about premium ingredients. Why should it be frozen? And we switched and it took us about a year of testing and work. And we finally switched all Shacks to a fresh cut in-house fry. And it was the best damn fresh cut fry you ever had. And everyone hated it. People literally revolted. And for months we said, yeah, but they'll come around. You know, this is better. This is fresh. I'm telling you, it's better. And we kept listening and listening. And what we learned is people love our fries. And so we took that chance to say, look, frozen is not a four-letter word in this case. People love what we did in our classic crinkle cut fry. But let's take this chance to remove any artificial stuff that was in it. And we did that. And we brought it back. And, you know, that's to this date our number one Instagram post in likes. It's to this date one of the biggest changes we ever had. And it has been a massive reshift. And what it tells you as a business leader is, you know, when you think something's right, it may not be. And you really got to take a listen.
Is Instagram important for a burger chain?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you look at us. We have almost 250,000 followers, right? That's as many followers as restaurant companies who have thousands of restaurants. We only have 50 restaurants in this country, and we have 250,000 followers on Instagram.
But why does that translate into sales? Is that people see a burger in Instagram and then they decide they want one?
Here's why. Because today, wherever you go and whatever you do, you got to take your phone out, take a picture of it, and tell everyone in the world where you've been. And because of that, you have a pressure in your life to make good decisions and go to the right places and share that with everyone. You're not going to do that from a place that isn't cool and that isn't doing things right. So when you have such a following, and that is all organic for us, people want to share the cool places they're doing, and they're doing that from Shake Shack. And that is such a powerful reason why this company is becoming what it's becoming.
Well, how big do you want to get, and where in the world do you want to go?
I don't think there's a place in the world that couldn't have a Shake Shack. We want to be the best burger company in the world, for the world, and for our team. If we continue to do that as we have, even last week in our opening in Scottsdale and in the coming weeks in Los Angeles, our first ever restaurant on the West Coast, and people continue to line up, we're going to keep on going.
How much does Danny Meyer get involved in the operations of Shake Shack?
Well, Danny was our founder, of course. He is the chairman of our board today. He's a mentor for me. His office is literally above mine. So we talk almost every day about something. He's not operationally running the company at all. Our team is. But boy, to have Danny on our side for everything that we think about and every major strategy is just one of the greatest gifts that we could ever imagine.
So it's not like the coach of the Dallas Mavericks with Mark Cuban, the owner, standing right behind him at all the games telling him
what to do. I would say Danny's about as far from Mark as possible. But, man, when we have a new chicken sandwich and we need some taste buds, we're bringing Danny Meyer in the room to help us out, among many other ideas that we have.
That's Randy Garrudy, the CEO of Shake Shack. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. Proud to be here with you.